Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we're sitting here on Friday, the 13th of June, weeks away from training camp, less than 3 months away from start of the season. I actually, on my cable system back at old Glen Burnie, Maryland, clicked on the Red Zone channel. It's 8:35.
Mm-hmm.
Still there. I'm like, okay. Waiting for old Scott Hansen to talk about how awesome that's going to be. And it is awesome, as we all know. But Ravens expected to be awesome. And here to talk about what he has seen so far through OTAs and preview minicamp a little bit from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
Morning, guys. Thanks for bringing on some Brian Wilson this morning.
You got that. I know you're a big Beach Boys fan. I've seen you with the flowered shirts and the OPs and all that. So you dressed the part. But we talk a lot about Tavius Robinson this week. Chuck Smith was talking about him like he was Lawrence Taylor. And, hey, that's high praise for sure. But here's a guy that kind of busted out a little bit in 24. What about the role in 25 and how they've kind of found themselves a gem, Eric DaCosta and the Ravens did, a little bit mid-round draft pick a couple years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't think he's going to be a designated pass rusher for them on third down just because of what they have ahead of them. I mean, I think we know that Kyle Van Noy and Adafe Owe are probably ahead of him on the depth chart, and I think you could make the argument that it won't be long before Mike Green, just with everything that he brings to the table athletically, might be ahead of him. And honestly, like, even though I do think Tavius, his career in Baltimore is one of constant improvement, you know, you look at the games that he played a lot of snaps in last year. He outsnapped Adafe in Buffalo. He outsnapped Adafe against Eagles. And now that Adafe has put on those 20 pounds, 10 to 15 pounds of muscle, whatever he's calling it, and you would think that he'd be able to hold up even better against some of these physical downhill, you know, run-first offenses. I wonder if that will indeed cut into Tavius's snap share and what he does, you know, and how often he can get on the field, because, you know, we know that Adafe offers more as a pass rusher, especially if he can bring that speed of power now that he does have this extra heft on his frame. And maybe now that he's also closer to Tavius as an edge setting run stopper, you know, I'm just kind of wondering that, even though, you know, we have now Chuck Smith calling Tavius a glass eater for the second straight year. Well, you've got someone who's more athletically gifted, who's more refined, who's more experienced in Adafe, plus all the other guys in the mix there. So I'm excited to see what Davis can do. I think, this offense needs like a dedicated power rusher, and I think Davis could be that. I just think that with the improvements along this, depth chart for that edge group, I'm just curious to see what exactly, you know, how big the role that Davis has is and where, you know, in the fourth down kind of spectrum that falls.
Jonas, your impressions of Adisa Isaac?
Hasn't really made much of one, to be honest. You know, I don't have the kind of eye for edge rushers and OTAs that you do, Zenny, but none of the guys besides like Mike Green have really popped just because they don't really have that elite athleticism, obviously. So you hope that, you know, with the, when the pads come on and he's able to do a little bit more speed rush wise and power rush wise, but then he'll flash. You know, when I went back and looked at the film from his rookie year, it was obviously not very impressive. Like, he was okay as a run defender, but there was just no pop there as a pass rusher. There was no creativity as far as counters and everything. So that there's a lot to do as far as improvements. Maybe that, you know, strangely opens the door for a David Ojabo to be a more secure, to have a more secure roster spot. But, you know, I'd be lying to you if I said that Adisa did anything to kind of catch my eye during OTAs. But again, you could say that for most of the edge rushers guys at this point.
Jonas, we got probably the most kicks we got to see from Loop the other day, you know, and the over 50s, powerful leg, right? But the consistency, what was your impression?
My impression was that he missed them while Steve Bisciotti was watching. And that was a pretty funny little diorama there. You know, I think this is probably, at least as far as I know, like the first time where he's missed kicks in a live setting. I forget if I told you guys this, but, you know, when I talked to Nick Moore at the Isaiah Likely softball event, he said that that first week of OTAs, when Tyler Loop did kick, he was 5-for-5. And then last week, you know, handling some of those shorter attempts, he obviously was perfect. And then again, earlier this week, he didn't miss any kicks. So maybe it was just the, you know, kind of law of averages catching up to him, where at some point with him being this rookie kicker, you know, he was going to miss some, and it just so happened that they were 3 or 4 in a row. But honestly, like, you know, I think the real pressure is going to come in training camp, and then the even greater pressure is going to come in the preseason, because if, you know, he goes to the preseason making 60% of his kicks, and you've either got Hoyland or another veteran kicker who's been brought in to push him and, you know, give the Ravens an insurance policy, then, you know, it's asking a lot of you're putting a lot of pressure on a kicker to deliver and not be the weak link in this offense, especially early when so many of these games are against teams that, you know, the margin for error is probably going to be 3 points one way or another. So, you know, we'll see come training camp when he is a little bit more active and he's kicking a little bit more regularly, just how he fares in the whole overall sweep of July and August. But obviously for him to kind of fail as spectacularly as he did with all of us watching on the last day of OTAs, I understand why some Ravens fans might be feeling a little bit uneasy right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Jonas, I'll tell you, one guy that I've been really impressed with off the field, on the field, how he talks to the media, Malachi Starks.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten a chance yet to look at the Ravens wire that they put out on Wednesday, but I was just kind of joking with some of our colleagues, Benny. I don't remember like a busier media schedule for that guy. I mean, he's just kind of taking you guys and your listeners behind the curtain a little bit, but I think he talked to the Sun on Monday for a story about like just what he does in typical practice. He talked to my colleague Gianna on Tuesday for a feature. I think he talked to Jess Rebick of The Athletic on Wednesday for another feature. And then later that night, you know, they put out the Malachi Starks Center feature. So, you know, I think he's been a better quote than I expected him to be. I expected him to be a little bit bland and boring and, you know, kind of proof of the media training that these guys get in a program like Georgia. But he's been fun to talk to. He's been, you know, he hasn't turned into a guy who hates the media responsibilities, like unlike some of the other guys in that Ravens facility. So it's been great to see him play. And, you know, I think the best thing that you could say about him or any rookie at this point is that when you throw him out there with the first stringers, he looks like he belongs.
Jonas Schaefer, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner this weekend?
Yeah, obviously Orioles coverage continues. I've got an interview up right now with Tez Walker, a little nugget in there, not nothing earth-shattering, but you know, I asked him about his chemistry with Lamar Jackson and maybe how hard that has been to achieve with Lamar not attending the OTAs, and he said that there's already a plan developing among the, you know, small crew of wide receivers on the Ravens roster to go down to Florida and meet with Lamar and get some throws in. So that was good to hear. Obviously, it takes two to tango, and we'll see if Lamar's schedule can be cooperative, but it was just a good chat with a guy who I think has been one of the surprise standouts of OTA so far.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have good vibrations this weekend. How's that sound?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you
Jonas. There's Jonas. Mini camp next week. We'll be talking about it, obviously, as we unfold that thing live and in person to the masses here, our listeners at 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. How about the whip around? What about that Stanley Cup Finals game last night? NBA Finals resume tonight in this day in Orioles history features wins. Because why would I bring up a loss? We can talk about the current day Orioles for that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.